This is Stateside for Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham and for Cynthia Canty. Mass shootings like the one last week in Florida can leave people like Chris DeMannon feeling nervous. He's a retired high school counselor from Canton.
In light of the fact that it appears more and more instances of various kinds are happening through the world, what if I'm in a spot where I might be able to help? I'd like to be able to feel like I got some kind of an idea, at least, of what to do.
With that in mind, hospitals around the country are putting on free workshops to teach people like DeMannon how to prevent someone from bleeding to death. The goal is to make bleeding control more common knowledge, like the Heimlich maneuver or CPR. Stateside's Lindsay Scullin attended one of the classes last month. And to warning sensitive listeners, you'll hear details of life-threatening wounds in this story.
Chris DeMannon was one of about 20 people who came to this Stop the Bleed class at Beaumont Hospital in Trenton. It's led by Rob Roulet, the hospital's EMS liaison.
Our pre-hospital people are trained to do this, and the hospital people are trained to do this in the ERs, but the general population is not. Where most of the injuries happen is out away from here.
Bleeding to death is one way people die at the scene of a mass shooting. But Roulet told the crowd mass shootings actually aren't the main reason for this Stop the Bleed class.
Sure, we talk about the big massive events that happened, like in Las Vegas or the one out on the East Coast several years ago with all the kids. That's not the norm. The norm is the car accident at Fort and West. That's the norm. Work-related injuries, if you're still working, I heard a gentleman retired from 30-some years at Ford. A lot of injuries happen in the plant. Not a lot of mass shootings. Home injuries is the most common.
My name is Ernesto Madrigal. I am from Ecorse, Michigan, and I was cutting a piece of wood, and that's what the accident happened. I cut three fingers, so I did the natural thing, put a cross and press it until my help came on, but I did stop the bleeding. You see the finger? That's what stopping the bleeding is about, and I want to, in case of an emergency, I want to help somebody to help them stop the bleeding.
Madrigal's instinct to press on his wound was right. Ruley said, after calling 911, compression is the first step.
We want to find the bleed and then put something on it right away and start controlling the bleeding. Is there a trauma kit or a first aid kit available that we can use? And if the answer to that question is no, use anything you can. Anything you can. It doesn't matter. Tear shirts off, whatever. Start compressing, stuffing something into that wound to try to stop the bleeding. So don't just put it over the top. Make it look pretty. Jam it down in there. It's going to hurt. Push it down in there. Get as much of it as down in the hole as you can, and then cover it up on the outside, and then start packing it. Okay? Just keep packing it. Just keep packing it, however much it takes.
Nurse Barbie Loretto is the Injury Prevention Coordinator and Registrar in the Trauma Department at Beaumont Trenton.
Pick a wound, sir.
She's teaching part of the class how to pack a wound.
Any wound?
No, this one. Yeah.
This one. Okay, so what you're going to start doing is you're going to start putting your finger in there. You put your finger in the gauze, yep, and you just start packing that wound.
Okay.
And you'll be surprised how much goes in there. Keep in mind, this person's screaming, right? This isn't fun for them. This is, A, they're worried about losing their life. B, this hurts more than I want to know. What I found, though, is if you do voice matching, I don't know if you know what that is, so if somebody's screaming, you talk lower. A lot of times they'll stop screaming to hear what you're saying, and you can get them to calm down a little bit, okay? The other thing I always encourage is always ask them questions. Do you have any kids? How old are they? Are they in sports? Okay, so it's a distracting technique.
Well, I've had to put the whole thing in there?
You keep going until you can't get any more in.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've packed a wound, held the pressure, and the bleeding still hasn't stopped?
Use a tourniquet. It's a device used to wrap circumferentially around a limb to put pressure on the blood supply to that limb to stop the blood from coming down to stop the bleeding out of the wound.
That's Dr. Alan Lamb, the hospital's trauma medical director. He's helping Gwen Navas with the trauma department at Sinai Grace in Detroit teach people how to use a tourniquet on an arm or leg. Navas said never put a tourniquet on a joint. Make sure it's about 2 inches above the wound.
Just turn it, turn it, turn it. And the person, when it gets tight enough, will go, it's a little tighter. Okay, and then bring it up.
Ruley said a quality tourniquet costs about $30.
You don't have to have some super elaborate trauma kit. And if you can't afford one of these things, you can use a T-shirt. wrap a T-shirt around and put a stick through it and then twist it, and it works just like the tourniquet. And I've seen patients that could have had something done that didn't because of maybe lack of knowledge, or maybe they were just afraid. And that's what we want to do is decrease the fear so that people will do something. We just had one here just recently, just about a half a mile from the hospital, where there was a car accident, very, very bad leg wound. Somebody put a tourniquet on while the EMS was en route. When the EMS got there, they just left that tourniquet on, picked the patient up, brought him to the trauma bay here.
And that tourniquet helped save the patient's life. For Stateside, I'm Lindsay Scullin.
The next bleeding control workshop at Beaumont Trenton happens tonight at 5. To find the next class at a hospital near you, you can go to bleedingcontrol.org.